The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Our hearts and prayers first and foremost go out to the people of Afghanistan who over the past week have endured numerous earthquakes that have taken over 1,000 lives. And there was a suicide attack in a mosque in Afghanistan, killing 7 and injuring 15. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the burdens of our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan. That's a nation that has endured much difficulty and hardships. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us opportunities to contribute to their cause, to ease their burdens, inshallah. This past week, we also saw an eruption of violence in Gaza and Palestine. And our hearts and prayers go out to all the innocent parties who are suffering. Without a doubt, we regret the killing of any civilians and innocent people. But when you look at what the media and the politicians have displayed, they have displayed a unilateral condemnation of the killing of civilians in Israel, but have not raised that same level of concern for the killing of Palestinian civilians. Up to now, over 1,500 civilians, including 500 children, have been killed in Palestine, and over 6,000 have been injured, and this is just the start of an ongoing war that will continue. The normal rhetoric, you know, that has been delivered by these politicians and by the media outlets is that Israel has a right to defend themselves. But the logical question that we have to retort back with is, do Palestinians not have a right to defend themselves? These events have not appeared in a vacuum. Yeah, these events are reverberations of a history of suffering, death, intimidation and apartheid by the Israeli government against the Palestinian people. And this was simply a boiling pot that eventually boiled over. It's important that we understand the history of Gaza in particular, right? Gaza today is considered to be the largest open-air prison in the world. This is something that both Israeli sides have publicly praised and what the United Nations have said. There are over 2 million people who live in this densely populated area, with over half of that population being under the age of 18. This enclave is also very poor, with a poverty rate that stands at 53%. Even though there is such devastating economic situations in that part of the land, what we find is that education levels are quite high in Gaza. Over 95% of Gazan children between the ages of 6 and 12 are in school. The majority of Palestinian students in Gaza graduate from high school, and 57% of the students at the Islamic University of Gaza are female. However, once they graduate, the opportunities for them begin to diminish. And what we find is that the graduates between the ages of 19 and 29, the unemployment rate within that area stands at 70%. And the World Bank survey earlier this year found that 71% of Gazans show signs of depression and high levels of PTSD. The borders of Gaza are entirely closed. We just have to look at a map to see where Gaza lies. There's an ocean or a river, an ocean on one side, a sea on one side, and a border on one, and the Egyptian border on the other. And hence, it's an area that's entirely locked, and that's why the description of it being an open-air prison. There has been, for the last 15 to 20 years, a blockade in Gaza, where nothing comes in and out of that country without the express permission of the Israeli government. The Israeli government basically holds the roads and the keys to that road for the Gazan people. Water does not come through except with their permission. Medicine does not come through except with their permission. Fuel does not come in except through their permission. And because of these situations, what you find is that the Gazan inhabitants don't have enough water for drinking and sanitation. They face electricity cuts that range anywhere from 12 to 18 hours each day. And in an entire month, we are told only 50,000 people are allowed to leave that area. That means you have to have strict permission to leave that area. And most of the time, that permission is not even granted. And since these clashes this past week, Israel has created a complete blockade on food, water, and medicine, and fuel. And what they have done is they have simply exacerbated the condition that is there by now completely shutting them off, refusing to give any type of aid. Representatives from the United Nations have said that the latest Israeli siege would be another example of international law being broken. There are, for decades now, many, many examples of international law being broken by the Israeli government. And sadly, these incidences and these events have been overlooked and ignored by most of the world. The idea that collective punishment on the innocent is justified or okay is not right. Yeah, there has been no condemnation, and we here as free-minded people will always support those who are victimized, those who are under occupation, and those who are under siege. It is time for the world and its leaders to condemn the actions of the Israeli government and to take action to ensure that the Palestinian people are given their rights. And sadly, we have seen a trickle-down effect of the war over there, here locally as well, where Muslim girls in hijab have been called terrorists just in the past 24 to 48 hours. Other incidences of children being suspended for supporting the Palestinian cause, while those who support IDF have not been touched at all or blamed at all. But just simply supporting the Palestinian cause seems to be a level of condemnation. I want to end, you know, with reading the message of Sayyid Sistani, Hafizahullah, for us. He says in this message that in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, during these days, the Gaza Strip is being subjected to continuous bombing and intense attacks, which are unparalleled and have currently resulted in the death and injury of more than 6,000 innocent civilians, the displacement of large numbers of people from their homes, and the destruction of vast residential areas. The extent of the bombing, which is targeted many areas, has left no space, no safe place for people to shelter. Just to pause here and continue, now the Israeli government is demanding that 1 million people leave the northern part of Gaza to go to the southern part of Gaza in less than 24 hours. The requests, the intimidation, you know, the way that the mentality is, it's something that most of the world, most free-minded people cannot look at this and say it's correct. Yeah. To go back to what Sayyid Sistani says, he says, at the same time, the occupying army is imposing a stifling siege on the Gaza Strip, which most recently includes water, food, medicine, and other necessities of life, with the objective of causing the greatest harm to people who have no recourse and are powerless, as if its intent is to take revenge on them and compensate for its resounding loss and great failure in recent confrontations. This is happening in full view of the whole world, without any deterrent or prohibition. Rather, there are those who support these criminal acts and justify them under the pretext of self-defense. The entire world is called upon to stand up against this terrible brutality and to stop the occupying forces from continuing to carry out their plans to cause further harm to the oppressed Palestinian people. Ending the tragedy of the respected people of Palestine, which has persisted for 7 decades, by granting them their legitimate rights and removing the occupation from their usurped lands is the only way to bring security and peace to this region. Without this, resistance to the aggressors will continue, and the cycle of violence will keep on claiming more innocent lives. Indeed, there is no recourse nor strength except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Signed by the office of Sayyid Sistani from the holy city of Najaf on the 25th of Rabiul Awal, 1445, just a few days ago. We pray for the people of Palestine. We pray for the people who are suffering anywhere throughout the world. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should feel this need desperately within each of us, to hasten the return of our Imam, inshallah. Because it is our Imam who will bring back justice and peace and safety through this whole world, inshallah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life and all those other lies? I know that I'm only a child, but is your conscience still alive?